现场的弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
大家有没有感受到神的爱在我们当中？
Have we feel the love of God among us?
感谢主，刚才敬拜团队带领我们，再一次让我们借着听到诗歌，圣灵在我们心中，让我们感受到了神的爱。
Thank the Lord through the worship team help us to sing these hymns, and we can feel the love of God and the Holy Spirit in us.
神的爱今天早晨与每一位弟兄姊妹同在。
The love of God be with every brothers and sisters.
神的爱每一天都与弟兄姊妹同在。
Every day with us.
因为他的爱从来不会改变。
Because His love will never change.
我们为此感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord for that.
弟兄姊妹都开车，过去是开油车，当然现在有好多的特斯拉。
And we used to mostly drove the car with fuel, with gas, and now more driven with electric.
我们有没有过这样的经历？开到半路，油没了。
Have you had such experience that half of the way that the fuel is gone?
然后车里有一个警报，就滴滴滴的，我们就非常的紧张。
And there was an alarm beeping that which made us nervous.
有过这样经历的，考不好举一下手。
Can you raise your hand if you have such
experience? 蛮多的，我自己也有。
Including me, a lot of us.
还有一种情形，从这儿我们学习到什么？这个油不要等到用到空箱再去加。
And what we learn from that is don't wait for the empty tank.
那个油表到一半的时候就提醒我该去加油了。
And if it's only halfway, then it reminds us it's time to fill the gas.
学到这个经验的再举一次手。
Anyone who learned this experience, raise your hand.
感谢主。Yeah, 我想这个油箱加油的这个经历就引出了我们今天的这个话题。
And such an experience that led to our subject today.
是我们非常熟悉的一个比喻。
And it's a parable that we're very familiar with.
那就是十个童女的比喻。
It's a parable of the ten virgins.
刚才弟兄带我们读了经文，我们就不用再读一遍。
We have just read the verse, so we don't have to read again.
从这一段的这十三节的经文当中，我们看到了很丰富的内容。
And from all these 13 verses, then the content is very rich.
我们看到了十位童女分成了两组。
We saw that there are two categories for these 10 virgins.
一组是聪明的，一组是愚拙的。
And the wise versus the foolish.
我们看他这个愚拙和聪明是如何分开的。
And let us see that how.We divide the foolish and the wise.
我们先看他们共同的地方。
What do they have in common?
每人有一盏灯。
They all have a lamp.
一开始的时候都有油。
And filled with oil from the beginning.
那我们知道这个灯在经文中它的预表着是什么？它的寓意是什么？
And we know what this lamp represents.
它是一个容器。它是一个信仰的这个外在。
It's a vessel to hold our faith.
非常重要，如果没有这个外在，就没有这个容器能装灯油。
And without this vessel, without this external body, that it cannot hold the oil.
而能点亮光亮的是这个，更重要的是那个油，而不是这个灯。
But it is the oil that eventually can shed the light, not
the lamp
itself.
它的寓意是我们内住的生命的内涵，圣灵内住的那个内涵。
And what oil represents indwell Holy Spirit?
我们知道在那个时候，这个油灯与婚宴是什么一个关系
？And back to those days, what's the relation between this oil with the wedding feast?
他们庆祝这个婚宴很多天，白天有晚上。
The celebration for this wedding will include many days, day and night.
有一个条件，晚上参加婚宴的必须点着那个，它像个火把，有油点着这么一个举着一个灯。
And that's a requirement. If you attend at night, you have to bring your lamp.
拿着灯的人是邀请的，请进。
And the one who holds the lamp was invited, and they will be let in.
没有灯亮的属于不速之客。
And without the lamp, it's called
the
unwanted.
对不起，不要进来。
And they will be rejected.
是这么一个背景。
So that is the background.
那我们看这个愚拙和聪明的，他们有灯，看我们的区，它的区别把为什么把它分开
？So the commonality between the wise and the fool are that they both have the lamp, but what's the difference between them?
区别是他们的行动不一样。
The difference was their action.
聪明的是把灯油加满的，预备满。
And the wise ones filled their lamps.
而愚拙的没有去预备。
But the foolish one did not prepare.
还有一个重要的相同点，他们都知道新郎要来。
Another commonality was that they both knew that the bridegroom.
他们也都有意愿要见到新郎，要参加这个婚宴。
And they both had the willingness.
但是，什么时候来，没有人知道。
But no one knows the time.
那我们今天有时候会提到。那主什么时候再来呀？
And we often talked about when our Lord will come.
父神知道。
Our Father knows it.
我们都不知道。
But neither of us know it.
但是我们有一点确据，主来的日子越来越近了。
But we are confident that the days of the Lord is coming.
还有一个确据，神告诉我们说，只要预备灯油，我们就能进到这个婚宴当中。
And we have another assurance that as long as we prepare the oil, that we can enter this wedding feast.
所以这段故事讲到的婚宴，它指向的是新天新地，基督的再来。
So this the wedding feast in this parable points to the future new heaven, new earth, and the wedding feast of the Lamb.
和新郎在一起的那五个聪明的使女。是与神的同在，他预表的是。
And the five wise virgins represent the one who attending the feast with the Lord.
他进的那个门，关上的那个门，预表的是神国度的大门。
And the door that shut on the foolish are the door toward the kingdom of God.
经文里边明确的告诉，预备灯油、点着灯亮的，一定能进到这个门里。
And the verses told us that as long as we prepare for the oil, that we can enter this feast.
只有一个条件。
That's the only condition.
要警醒的等候和殷勤的预备。
And wait watchfully and prepare diligently.
那这就从这个经文，我们今天要看的是两个主题。一个是神的应许，让预备好灯油的必进神的国。
So we want to share on these two aspects. First is God's promise. Those who have prepared lamp oil shall enter the kingdom of God.
这是神在恩典当中，在他的主权中给我们的应许。
And that is God's promise in His grace.
但是我们有一个要求，神对我们有一个要求，就是我们要行动。
But there's only one requirement to act.
我们的行动不是我们要靠行为赢得什么，而是说我们要回应神给我们的恩典和应许。
Not to earn with our behavior, but to react to God's promise in faith.
那就是我们要不断的预备灯油，来迎接，来积极的等候基督的再来。
That's continually preparing for preparing the oil and actively waiting for the coming of the Lord.
我们刚才在经文里看到了五个愚拙的和五个聪明的童女都有灯。
And we just read that the five wise ones and the five foolish virgins, they all have the lamp.
但是准备油的行动是不一样的。
But their act of preparing was different.
那这件事给我们什么如何的启示？
And how does this reveal to us?
那就是说，光有敬虔的外在，没有圣灵的内在内涵是不可以的。
So it reveals to us that just the godly outlook is not good enough. We need to have the inward indwelling Holy Spirit.
Amen. 提摩太后书三章五节里边说，有敬虔的外表，却背了敬虔的实意，这人你要躲开。
And in the Timothy that verse 3, chapter 3, verse 15 says, if someone just have the godly outlook and you need to, and they don't have the godly essence, avoid these kind of ones.
这个提醒其实给我们今天仍然是非常的实际的一个提醒。
And this is a very practical reminder to us.
我们得救受洗多年，我们还是要不断的预备接触结果时。
And even though we have believed for many years, we still need to continue to prepare.
那五个愚拙的童女，她们手里拿着灯的时候，她可能没有想到新郎来的时候，她见不得他。
And the five foolish virgins, they haven't thought about that. There's a possibility that they will not see the bridegroom when he comes back.
圣经没有记载，容我大胆的设想一下。他拿着那个灯，他以为他已经得着了，他确据能进那扇门。
And the Bible didn't say it explicitly, but allow me to think this way, that those five foolish ones, they hold the lamp, they thought they already got it.
他甚至看到那五个预备灯油的，他心里在说，他干嘛要那么忙碌？反正新郎来了，我会跟他进去，我干嘛要这么辛苦？
Now, looking at those five wise virgins preparing the extra oil in the vessel, they would wonder that why such a waste.
当诺亚和他的儿子在山上建那个方舟的时候，
When Noah and his sons were building the ark on the mountain,
众人也看着他们。觉得他们很笨。
And the people around them thought they were foolish.
所以用世界的眼光看，这五个童女她可能有小聪明在里边。
And from the earthly view that these five foolish virgins had their smartness.
而那五个在积极的预备灯油的，可能看着他们怎么这么笨。
And the active preparing ones looked foolish.
但是在神的眼光中正好相反，神喜悦勤奋预备的，神喜悦在那造船的诺亚。
And, but in God's eyes, it's quite the opposite. And it is pleasing in God's eyes to see those diligently preparing.
还有一点非常重要，这个灯油生命是不能借用的。
Another very important point, and this oil or this life, it cannot be shared.
所以我们经常在一起，我们互相勉励，我们说要建立我自己和神的关系。
So that's why we encourage each other that we need to build our individual relationship with God.
那这五个愚拙的童女的故事告诉了我们这一点。
And the story of these five foolish virgins told us that.
所以当他们说请分点灯油给我们的时候，那些聪明的说这个不行的。
And that's why in verse 8, when the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
还有一个就是机会。
And another point is the opportunity.
新郎给了十位童女等同的机会。
And the bridegroom gave the equal opportunity to these 10 virgins.
神给了我们也是等同的机会。
And God gives every one of us the equal opportunity.
神让我们要积极的预备，把握住这个机会，让我们回应神给我们的祝福。
And what God wants us is to actively preparing and respond to God's promise.
我们回想一下，当耶和华和亚伯拉罕立约的时候。
And let us thought back about when Jehovah promised to Abraham and made covenant.
神给了很多很多的应许，给了很多很多的祝福。
And God gave Abraham many promises and blessings.
神只提了一个要求，你们要守我的约。
But only one requirement, to abide my covenant.
在这里又给了神，也是借着这个故事给了，又再一次提醒神给诸多的祝福和应许。
And this story here also reminds us so many promises and blessings from God.
你们要见新郎，要进这个国的门，唯一要做的，你要勤奋地预备灯油。
To be with the bridegroom and to enter the door, you need to prepare the oil.
那这就是让我们有内在的敬虔的实际，要有见证。
Is to have this inward essence of godliness.
我自己要去建立跟神的关系，与神亲密，去追求。
And to pursue and build up the personal relationship with God.
不要懒惰，要勤奋。
And do not be lazy and be diligent.
我跑过长跑，我有一个体会。
I practiced running before.
一开始跑前几圈的时候非常辛苦，有一个叫极点。
And at the very first few rounds, it's very tiring, and there's a point of singularity.
过了这几圈以后呢，就会进入到一个感觉是一个惯性。
After several rounds, after that singularity point, and I feel like there's a momentum continuing.
在前几圈极点的时候，有的运动员就会 drop， 就不坚持了。
And some dropped at the first few rounds.
多数坚持的过了这个极点以后，又出现了两种情形。
But after that singularity point, there are also two situations.
一种我就靠着惯性不加速，就靠着惯性往前。
And one group just run by this momentum and just keep
the pace. 还有一种继续的在惯性中加速。
And the second group, they will even in the momentum, they will accelerate.
尤其到了最后的一圈，你看到运动员都拼命的加速。
Especially on the very last round, they will put their all to accelerate to the extreme.
因为那个终点就在前方，马上就到了。
Because the end line is right hand.
这是不是提醒我们一个光景？主再来的时间越来越近。
It reminds us of a situation that the day of our Lord's coming is near.
我们已经到了最后的这个阶段。
We are at the last phase.
我们还是靠着惯性，慢慢的、颠颠的这样到达终点。还是
keep the same pace of our comfort.
还是我们要加速冲刺。
Or we need to accelerate to the end line.
神告诉我们说，我们要积极的、殷勤的预备。
And God told us to prepare actively and diligently.
我们再看一下知识，知识我们知道，我们都要学习知识。但是呢，神也告诉我们说要有见证。
And we all know about knowledge, and God told us to have knowledge, but we also know that we need to have testimony.
我们熟悉彼得后书第一章的时候，我们都知道知识和见证并不矛盾。
And if we're familiar with First Peter, we know that there's no conflict between knowledge and testimony.
我们要有知识。
We need to have knowledge.
要熟悉神的话语。
And we need to be familiar with words of God.
感谢主，我们教会在这三十多年里边，神赐给了我们很多宝贵的话语。
Thanks the Lord that He has given us so many precious words among these 30 plus years.
装备我们，让我们在真理上被建造。
To equip us and build us up in truth.
但很神他告诉我们说，我们要知而行，听道要行道。
But also God told us that not only we should know, but we should act.
在约翰福音十三章十七节，你们就知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
And in John chapter 13 verse 17 says that.If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
预备灯油的，勤奋预备灯油的，就能见新郎进得那扇门。
And the one who diligently prepared will see the bridegroom.
冲刺的, 勤奋预备的, 就能进神的国。
And the one who marches toward the end line will enter the kingdom of God.
雅各书1章22节也说, 只是你们要行道, 不要单单听道, 自己欺哄自己。
And in James chapter 1, verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
这个话告诉我们说, 要把知识化作见证, 化为生命。
And this verse told us to turn the knowledge into testimony.
不然的话, 就是自己在欺骗自己。
Otherwise, we are deceiving ourselves.
这个是给我们很重的一个提醒, 我们真的是要警醒。
This is a very critical reminder to us.
马太福音5章14节, 神说道, 你们是世上的光, 你们的光也当照在人前, 叫他们看见你们的好行为, 便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 says, You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
我们得着神话语的亮光, 为的是让我们能够在生命中能够见证这个光亮。
We received the light from the life is to testify before the people of our Heavenly Father.
神说我们是世上的光。
And God said that we are the light of the world.
那就是神让我们借着他的话语, 让我们借着我们生命来见证这个光。
That is for us to testify this light through our lives.
我们弟兄好多多数都听过了那个 陈弟兄的那个42站, 旷野的42站。
And many of us have heard the messages from Brother Christian Chen about the 42 stations in the wilderness.
这一系列宝贵的信息, 这个目的不是让我们记住这42站的名字。
And the purpose for this precious series are not just for us to remember the names of these stations.
而是让我们跟随着42站, 我们的方向, 目标是要进迦南美地。
But to walk the footsteps and to enter this precious land of Canaan.
而不是停留在42站的任何一站。
And we should not stop at any one of these stations.
上次吴弟兄特会回来, 他讲的是旷野中的教会。
When we have the special meeting from Brother Wu, his subject is the church in the wilderness.
这个信息的宝贵之处, 也不单单是让我们认识到在旷野中的教会。
And the purpose was not just for us to know the church in the wilderness.
而是让我们跟随着旷野中的教会, 由神来引领我们进入到迦南美地。
But to walk on the footsteps of these churches and led by God to enter this precious land of Canaan.
那在我们今天来说, 那就是借着灯油的故事告诉我们要预备灯油, 要迎接基督的再来, 我们要向着新天新地, 向着再来的基督前行。
And this is also this story of the oil of lamp told us that we need to prepare for the coming of the Lord and walking on these footsteps.
我们再从心意的角度, 这10个童女, 他们都想见到新郎。
And we know that all these 10 virgins, they are all willing to see the bridegroom.
我们也都想见到主基督再来的时候与他相聚。
And the same way, we all want to see our Lord Jesus at his coming.
但是我们听了, 我们得着福音, 得着神的话, 我们要有回应的行动。
But once we receive the words of the Lord, we need to react upon it.
要加速往前跑。
We need to accelerate toward the end line.
如果不然的话, 我们有心意而行动迟缓, 或者没有行动, 我们就是在最终了。
Otherwise, if we are fast in understanding but are slow in action, then we're in our own sin.
雅各书4章17节 提醒我们说, 人若知道行善, 却不去行, 这就是他的罪了。
And James 4, verse 17, So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin.
我们都知道这个行善不是我们去做那么一做几件善事。
And we know that it is not just to do a few good things.
而是要持续的按神的话语去行做神眼中为善的事。
And it is to truly do what's good in God's eyes.
如果我们只是有那个想法基督再来我们会错失机会。
And if the coming of the Lord is just a thought in us, then we'll lose the opportunity.
因为我们从那五个愚拙的童女看，机会只有一次，错过了不会再来。
And because from the five virgins, we can see that there's only one opportunity.
所以神让我们今天不但要在心意上在等待基督的再来，而是让我们从行动上要回应，要去预备基督的再来。
So God wants us not to prepare the Lord's coming in our mind, but also in our action.
而这个预备就是往灯里边加油，才能有光亮。
And the preparation is to fill the vessel with the oil and fill the lamp with the oil so that the light can be seen.
不然的话，这盏灯是没有光亮的，是灭了的，是机会就没了。
And otherwise, that the lamps are going out.
那这个光亮，我们就自然想到了生命。如果说我们只有这个心意而没有油，不去预备的话，那是生命的停止。
And it's just like our life. That if we have the life, but we don't have preparation, it's just like the lights, the lamp going out.
这雅各书二章十七节，信心若没有行为，就是死的。
And in James chapter 2, verse 17, it says that faith without action is dead.
如果信心是死的，那生命也是死的。
If faith is dead, then life is dead.
感谢主，神的恩典足够我们用。
Thank the Lord that His grace is sufficient for us.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上说成了的时候
，When our Lord said or accomplished on the it is done on the cross，
他已经为我们预备了那个丰盛的婚宴。
He has prepared that abundant wedding feast for us。
他已经应许我们，我会再来，请你们参加这个荣耀的婚宴。
He has promised us and gave us the invitation of the wedding feast。
神的这个应许在启示录里再一次给我们印证。启示录，哦 ，Go ahead.
Yeah, and in Revelation we saw this invitation again.
启示录十九章七节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚宴的时候到了。凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。
In Revelation 19 verse 7.Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
神已经为我们预备了这个丰盛的婚宴。
And God has already prepared this abundant wedding feast for us.
这个婚宴的预备是当我们还是罪人的时候就为我们预备了。
Even when we were still sinners, God has prepared that for us.
神呼唤他的儿女说：“我为你们预备了，你们跟随我，我邀请你们来参加这个婚宴。”
And God has prepared, and God said to His children, "I have prepared, and I have invited, and follow me, and come into this wedding feast."
他对我们说的是：“你们要殷勤，你们要预备灯中的油。”
And God want us to be diligent.And prepare the oil in the vessel.
感谢我们的主。其实我们今天在主的面前，我们思考：你我，我们的灯油都在预备吗？都预备好了没有
？Thanks the Lord. Let us ponder before the Lord, and have we prepared our oil in the lamp, in the vessel?
神不但给了我们应许，并且告诉了我们如何去预备。
God not only promised us, He also told us how to prepare.
那就回到了今年我们这个主题，从罗马书十二章一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
This brought us back to the our theme verse of this year, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
神告诉我们如何的预备灯油，就是把我们自己交完全的交托给主，当做活祭献给他。
And to prepare the oil is to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
把我们的主权完全的交给神
，and to give our the sovereignty all to God，
把我们的敬拜，把我们的一切都交给爱我们的神
，to present our worship and our love to God，
因为神要给我们加倍的奖赏，那个奖赏是没有办法用我们要求我们所做的来比的。
And because God will reward us abundantly, which is not comparable to what's being required of us.
所以他说，你们如此的敬拜侍奉是理所当然的。
So that's why Paul said that such a service is reasonable.
这个理所当然是必须的，也是唯一的途径方式。
It is necessary.And the only way.
所以神告诉了我们，我们如何预备灯油这个路径。
And so, God told us the path to prepare the oil.
这个奥秘在神的话中已经为我们阐明。
And this mystery has been revealed in God's word.
那我们要做的，听神的话，我们继续的听神宝贵的道。
We need to continue to listen to the precious word of God.
继续读经
and continue to read the Bible.
听完读完，我们要思想，要默想神的话语
and to meditate on it.
神的话对我要讲什么，跟我的关系是怎样的
？What these words speaking to me and how it relates to me?
我们总不要停在我明白了神的话。
And let us not be content with that. Now I understand.
神让我们在懂得了他的话的时候，让我们要去行出他的话。
And after we have the understanding that we need to walk it out.
我们预备了灯油，为的是要发光，要见证。
And to prepare the oil, the purpose is to testify.And to shed the light,
要结出圣灵的果实
to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我想这些弟兄姊妹对这些都非常的熟悉
I know that brothers and sisters, you are all very familiar with these teachings.
那今天这十个童女，她借着再次提醒我们，我们不要忘记去行动回应，不要忘记冲刺，不要忘记见证生命。
And the story of these 10 virgins today reminds us, don't forget to be diligent, don't forget to march, and don't forget to prepare.
撒旦没有忘记他的工作。
And Satan won't forget his work.
当我们在预备灯油的时候，当我们往前冲的时候，撒旦会出来干扰。
When we are preparing and when we are marching, Satan will interrupt us.
这个周末我们在南区查经，查到启示录十三章。
And the past Friday, the South Group we have studied on the Revelation chapter 13.
有一位从陆地出来的兽。
There's a beast coming from the earth.
他用了很多很像基督的方式来迷惑。
And it used many ways that are similar.In the likeness of the Lamb.
这提醒我们在今天，我们也知道周围有很多的这个环境，我们要特别的警醒。
It reminds us that we need to be very watchful for all the surroundings among us today.
我们真的是像射箭一样，要把这个对准那个神为我们定义的那个靶心。
And just like the shooting the archer, need to focus on the bullseye.
不然我们会被这迷惑所搅扰。
Otherwise, we'll be deceived.
偏离了神的道，就不会通向那一扇门。
And we'll be deviated from the way of God, then we'll not enter that door.
撒旦的另一个诡计说，你们都可以了，你们就等着在家等着就好，等基督再来的时候，你们定能进神的国。
And another scheme of our enemy was to make us believe that you've done good enough and just sit in the home and wait for that day to come.
在伊甸园中撒旦的那个诡计，我们可能还都记忆犹新。
And we may still remember that the scheme of our enemy in the garden.
今天撒旦在做同样的事来迷惑我们。
Today Satan will do the same thing to deceive us.
他把我们放在一个自我感觉是已经成了的这么一个环境当中。
He will put us into a feeling of self-content.
让我们不愿意出来，不愿意继续的预备，不愿意加速。
So that we are not willing to come out of this comfort bubble and to endeavor and to accelerate.
撒旦还有一个招式，他要借着逼迫。
And another plan of Satan was is the persecution.
这个逼迫我们从圣经上，从教会的历史当中，以至于到今天持续的在发生。
And through the Bible, through our history, we can see that it continues to happen.
它影响了那些不坚定的，那些没有真正得救的人离开神。
It will impact those that are not firm and or unbelieved.
但神装备我们，让我们借着神的话语，借着圣灵来装备我们，穿上铠甲，保护这个逼迫。
But through the words of God and through the Holy Spirit, we'll put on this armor of Holy Spirit.
更何况，圣经也教导我们说，那杀死肉体的不可怕，怕的是能够杀死我们生命的。
And the Bible teaches us not to be afraid of those who can only kill the body, but be fear of the one who can destroy the soul.
靠着神来得胜。
Let us overcome through God.
当今的世界充满了一些黑暗，我们都看到了。
We know that the current world is full of darkness.
好多的不确定。
And so many uncertainties.
有时候我们会疑惑，会呼喊，神呢？你在哪里？
We may wonder that God, where are you?
你为什么容得世界今天如此的纷乱，如此的黑暗？
Why you allow this world to become such a turmoil and so much darkness?
但是神给了我们一个确定的应许，神的权从来不会离开神的手。
And the God gave us a very firm promise thatHis authority will never leave his hand.
神的国一定要实现。
And his kingdom will be accomplished.
预备灯油的，跟随神继续向前的，一定能进神的国。
Those who prepares the oil and will sure to enter the kingdom of God.
这是神赐给我们的话语。
This is the words of the Lord.
给我们的应许。
That's a promise to us.
赐给我们的盼望。
And that's a hope for us.
也给我们的警醒。
And it is also the alarm for us.
让我们一起的祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主，今天借着这十个童女，你再一次给了我们提醒。
And thank the Lord that you remind us again through these 10 virgins.
主，你让我们不被撒旦的诡计所迷惑。
Let us not to be fooled by Satan's scheme.
主啊，你借着这个童女的这个故事，你提醒我们要殷勤的预备。
And through the stories of the 10 virgins, you told us to prepare diligently.
让我们不是单单的消极等候你的再来。
So that we are not just passively waiting.
而是要我们勤奋的殷勤的预备。
So that we can prepare diligently.
主啊，感谢你为我们的应许。
Lord, we thank you for your promise for us.
你给我们确据说，我们只要跟随你，我们殷勤的预备，这天国的门我们将进去。
Thank the Lord that for this assurance that if we prepare and follow diligently, that we'll enter the kingdom of God.
我们将赴这荣耀的婚宴。
And we will attend this glorious wedding feast.
与神同在，与神的荣耀同在。
To be with God and to be with the glory of God.
主啊，求你警醒我们众人的心。
Lord, help us to be watchful.
主啊，让我们弟兄姊妹每天都在警醒中度过。
Let us live our lives to be watchful.
让我们在你的话语面前自省。
And let us examine ourselves before your words.
主啊，求你让我们说，让我们问你，主，你让我们继续的做何等，如何去行。
Lord, reveal to us that what you want us to do.
感谢我们的主。
Thank the Lord.
愿你的话语与我们同在。
May your words be with us.
主啊，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will accomplish on earth as it is in heaven.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thanks and praise the Lord.
这样的感恩祷告是奉我主宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.